My name is Garland Robinson. I love Ephesians 2 and verses 8 to 10. Here we read, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Isn't that beautiful? It fits perfectly with all the other scriptures of the Bible. It tells us that salvation is offered to man by God's grace, His great favor that He has bestowed toward us. But even though it's been extended to all mankind, as Titus 2, verse 11 and 12 tells us, we understand that not all will be saved because all do not do what God says is necessary to be saved. They do not do His will, thereby they cannot benefit from God's saving grace. Man must comply with God's commands in order to receive God's grace. Now that brings us to faith and obedience. Many claim that man has absolutely nothing to do with his own salvation. But in spite of their claim, their actions tell otherwise. For example, does anyone believe that God will save a sinner who curses His holy name and despises His grace? Of course not. Does anyone believe that a sinner can ignore God and still be saved? Not at all. All admit that a sinner must desire to be saved. But when a sinner desires to be saved, he's doing something, isn't he? He's acting. He is working. So a sinner is involved in the process of his own salvation. If a sinner admits he's a sinner, and he admits that he needs salvation, he's doing something. He's acting, working, performing. If a sinner must accept the Lord's sacrifice, he's doing something. He's working. So with these obvious points, all admit that man must do something in order to receive God's grace. Many say salvation is received by faith alone, which does not include obedience. However, Jesus says faith and obedience brings salvation. We read in John 8:24 where Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." So an individual must have faith in Jesus. So when they do, they're doing something. They're not passive in that. They take an active part in believing in Jesus Christ. But then also Jesus says in Matthew 7:21, that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. So salvation comes to those who do the will of the Father. Again, the individual is not passive in it. They must do something in order to be saved. In the truest sense of the word, Bible faith is an act of obedience. I say salvation is by faith, but like Jesus, I'll not add the word alone or only after faith because such is contrary to what the Bible says. James 2:24 says salvation is not by faith only or by faith alone. I desire to agree with Jesus. Faith-only advocates deny what Jesus said about obedience being necessary for salvation. He made it plain in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Well, what if I don't believe? What if I'm not baptized? The point then of Mark 16:16 is, I will not be saved. We need also to point out that faith itself is a work. It is something a person must do. Jesus made that clear in John 6:29 when He said that to believe is a work. It is an act of obedience if it is true Bible faith. However, faith alone will not save anyone. So what does Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 teach about works when it says that we're saved by grace through faith and not by works? It teaches that salvation does not come about by man's goodness or performance wherein he obligates God to save. Man cannot earn salvation. I do not teach that works of merit bring about salvation, and I've never heard anyone else teach that for that matter. Man cannot boast in any work he performs. If so, he could save himself. But the Bible clearly says man cannot save himself. But man must obey. Obey means to work, to comply, to perform. So man must obey to receive God's grace. This is summed up in the word faith. We are saved by grace through faith. Faith is a work, John 6, verse 29. It is a work God commands man to do. It's not a work man dreamed up. It's not something he does of his own goodness. When men comply with God's commands through faith, he is trusting in the saving power of Jesus. All the while we're still unprofitable servants, we have only done that which is our duty to do. Now, Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 teaches that God extends salvation to man even though man does not deserve it. God extends to man a great favor. He does so because of his love for man. Man deserves to be punished, but God says, I'm willing to forgive him. I'm willing to save him. However, God places a condition on man being saved. Otherwise, all men would be saved. Man must respond. Man must act. Man must do something, not of his own initiative, not of his own goodness, not just anything, not man's own power, not man's own work. Man must have faith. That is, he must trust in God. He must have reliance upon God and all that God commands him to do. Man accepts the complete will of God, and he does so by faith. But it is more than just a mental acceptance of God and Jesus. It's not simply a belief in the historic record of Jesus' sacrifice for man's sins. It is a faith that moves. It is a faith that acts. It is a faith that performs. It is a faith that works. It is a faith that obeys. All the while, man still recognizes these acts of obedience do not mean he deserves God's forgiveness or that he has even earned salvation, because man cannot do that. Man's humble submission to God's will prompts him to ask, exactly what does faith mean? What is involved in faith? What does God mean when he says, I can be saved by grace through faith? Through a study of God's Word, one understands that Romans 4 tells how one is made righteous before God. It is by faith. It is by trusting in God. But as he reads the rest of the New Testament, he learns that James gives more specific details about salvation by faith than Paul reveals in Acts 4. James tells us when faith makes one righteous. It is when faith acts. It is when faith works. James even uses the same example of Abraham that Paul does. Salvation by grace through faith is an active, working faith. Notice what we read beginning in James 2 and verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? The idea is, can faith alone save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things that are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now notice, verse 19, Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified works? Now notice this. When he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar, seest thou how faith wrought or worked with his works, and by works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So James 2:24 says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." So Paul in Romans 4 mentions the fact that we're saved by faith, and it's not by works, that is, works of man's doing, works of man's imagination, works by man's performance. Where my James, on the other hand, is talking about salvation by faith, but it's a faith that works. It's a faith that doesn't sit back and just say, "I believe." It's not a mental process alone, but it's a faith that moves one to perform that which God has commanded them to do. So through more reading of the New Testament, we learn that man must repent of his sins before he can have forgiveness of his sins, such as what we read in Acts 2 in verse 38. This same verse also tells us that man must be baptized for the remission of sins before he can have forgiveness of sins. We also learn from Acts chapter 8 in verses 35 to 39 that confession of faith, faith in Jesus, comes before one can be baptized for the remission of sins. These passages make repentance, confession, and baptism essential before remission of sins is granted. Therefore, salvation comes after remission of sins, not before remission of sins. Repenting, confessing, and being baptized are acts done by faith. Therefore, salvation is through faith or by faith. It is a working faith. So when we read by inspiration in Ephesians 2 and verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast," he's talking about the fact that God extends to mankind salvation. He offers a great benefit toward man, and it is free. God is not obligated to extend it to man, but because of God's great love wherewith he loved us, he offers it to man. But it is upon conditions, the condition that man does what God has commanded him to do. That's not of his own works, but it is because of God's works and the works that God commands men to do, that we would do his will. Won't you do God's will and be saved by God's grace? Have faith in the Lord. Let that faith move you to repent, confess, and be baptized in order to become a child of God.